Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Would cutting the tax write-off you get for donations help the United States avoid the fiscal cliff?
If it is taken away, it really doesn't result in a lot of additional funding for the U.S. government. It's really the entitlement areas that are the large areas.
Food for the Hungry President Dave Evans says fewer donations means less help for the poor. Pray for U.S. congressmen and senators.
Pray that they won't play chicken and then go over this cliff and blame it on each other. I really think this is an opportunity for our elected officials in Washington, D.C. to step up and lead the nation.
And are you looking for non-traditional ways to give this Christmas? MNN's Ruth Kramer has a story right up your alley. It's part two of our five-part series this week.
Christmas focuses on joy, peace, and hope. But for 2 million kids in the United States, someone is missing. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Scheringa explains.
The prison and jails constitute the largest mission field in North America.
CBI mentors prison inmates who are studying the Bible. The group also offers a similar study program called Manga Messiah to the inmates' kids.
This comic style is language of the kids. It's a story of the life of Christ, and then we have 10 Bible study lessons.
Instructors correct the lessons and send them back to the kids along with encouraging notes. The interaction provides both guidance and discipleship. It's an investment of both time and funds, but really, it's all about the harvest of hope. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at what to get the person who already has everything. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and you'll get that great CD, too. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.